Welcome to Tofu US, a space for real talk about life's truth.
They won't tell you, feel.
But really say out loud. No filters, no judgment. Just honest conversations that reminds us that we are not alone.
We are not alone.
Let's unfold and spoken together.
Together.
Welcome to the second episode of Truth Who You Are, and I was so glad that you are here with me to unfold another truth together. If you haven't listened to the very first episode, please go back and hit the playing button. You do not want to miss it out. Please go back and listen to it. It was a very powerful and a very impactful episode. We spoke about the lie that most of us believed, and that was, I'll be happy when. So if you haven't listened, you are really missing out. Go back and listen to. Today we are unfolding another truth, and it is in form of a question. It is a lie that most of us believe. It is a question that I have asked myself so many times. Not once, not twice, not thrice. It's a lot of time. And I believe you've also asked yourself this question. And we think it is a fact in our heads, but truly, if you look into it, it is a total lie. And that question is, am I enough? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Because I have, so many times. Have you ever felt like, regardless of all the efforts that you put in, regardless of all the things that you've achieved, regardless of where you are now, regardless of all the challenges and obstacles that you've overcome, still it does not feel enough for you? Still, it does not feel enough for you to be where you are, to be who you are, to reach where you're supposed to be. Even sometimes when we give our best, and still our best does not look like enough. So yeah, let's talk about it. You know, there are moments where I have accomplished something, or I have done something, or maybe I have hit a certain goal, but yet I still have this feeling of not being enough. Let me give an example. I work in a non-government sector, and there are times we implement several projects, and we sometimes measure our performance and our capacities through these projects that we implement. And there was one time I was assigned to lead a certain project, and it was a very big project that in the beginning of it, I was like, will I really deliver? Will I really hit the milestones? Because it seemed by then like a very, very big thing for me. And I felt once I finish this project, I'll be the girl. You know what I mean? Like, I'll feel like I am an expert. I have got it all figured out just because I get to deliver what it needs to be delivered through this project. And yeah, the time came, I did the project, I implemented it, and I finished. And I remember when we were closing it, I got so many compliments from my peers, from people outside. And like this kind of comments, hey, you're so inspiring. I want to be like you. This was so good. You did well. You know, you get all these positive remarks. But deep down in my heart, I was actually asking myself, did I really do good? Despite I am told that I did good, but I still could not believe it. An accomplishment to this project made me earn my space to certain group of people and seniors in the office. But all the time that I get to be called to those kind of meetings, I just ask myself, like, do I really deserve to be here? I earned it. I did well. But there is this lie that is within my head that is telling me, you are still not enough. Look around, like all these people have titles, they're like in a senior role, they are like this and that, they have like a higher education than you have. What makes you think you fit to be with them? What makes you think you fit to share a table with them? Regardless, I performed and earned my space to that table, but there was still this whisper in my head that was, am I enough? Have I done all that needs to be done to be here? And now I'm in a realization that it is all a lie that is pulling us back. It's just making us not progress It just makes us criticize each and every move, and it does not appreciate the things that we have or the things that we have earned. And it's even making us tie our worth and value to certain achievements. Even though we achieve this achievement, we still feel that it is still not enough. Our best still looks like not good enough. So this feeling, I am certain there are times and moments you have felt like this. I cannot be the only one. I don't think so. This feeling is sneaky. It does not always shout. It's just like whispers. You are not enough. Have you ever found yourself in an environment? Let me say, it could be a conference or in a workshop or just in a certain class of people, and you just don't know how to act because you feel that you don't belong. And you really don't know what move should I make first. If you speak and trying to engage with people, there is that whisper in your head that tells you, you talk too much. Shut up. Shut up, Patricia, you talk too much. And when you stay quiet, and then you're now thinking, I look dummy. And there is another voice that whispers, you're too quiet, say something. And then when you see like, this one has gotten this, maybe this one is in this role, this one, maybe this friend has a car right now, this one is already married, this one is this. And when you compare yourself to where you are, there's that another voice that tells you, you know, you should be farther by now, yeah? So we only feel we are only valuable when we are producing something. And even when we produce that particular thing, it never feels enough. So I came to realize when we believe those lies, we start tying our worth to how much we do, how perfect we are, or how others see us. So that's where an imposter syndrome creeps in. Yeah. Somebody's asking me what is an imposter syndrome. So an imposter syndrome is that a nagging feeling that you really feel that you don't belong in spaces that you have earned. It doesn't matter what you have done or all the work you have put in to be where you are, you still feel that you don't belong. You could have all the good ideas to be a content creator, to be an influencer. You are beautiful. You are skilled enough. You've got the confidence in everything, but you are not starting because you feel like it just belongs to a certain group of people and not you. Sometimes we live into this world thinking that we just exist and maybe we do not have a space. It is only for the Mark Zuckerberg. It is only for this person. It's only for this influencer. It is only for this kind of people, not for me. We just think that we were just born to exist. Honey, we do have our space into this universe. We do have our space on Earth. We did not come here as a coincidence. As long as God allowed us to be here, He has a space prepared for us on this earth. So we have to live like we belong. Why do we just think all the good positions, all the good things, all the money, all the luxurious things, all the recognition is only for certain people and not for me? Who lied us? You know, you walk into a certain place. Could be a classroom, could be a conference, could be a brunch date with friends. And you just feel like everybody else is smarter. Everybody else is more accomplished, more confident, except you. Even though you belong there, you don't feel like you belong there. You have shown up. You have put your best outfit. Your hair is properly kept. Your face is beat. Everything about you looks good. But you still feel like you don't measure up to those people you found there or to those people that you have just met. So I came to realize imposter syndrome does not care about how good you are. It feeds on how good you think everyone else is. So we forget about ourselves completely when that imposter syndrome creeps in. We do not think of how hard we worked. We do not think of how good we look. We do not think of how beautiful we look. We do not think of how smart we are. We only think everybody else is better than I am. Everyone else is beautiful than I am. Everybody else is deserving than I am. We doubt our abilities and we fear everything. We're just walking in eggshell, just thinking I don't have to misstep. I don't have to be too much. I don't have to be too less. How should I act? It's a lie. So I'm here to tell you, next time you walk into a space and you feel small, please pause and remind yourself that I did not come here to compare. I came here to contribute. And I belong here. It does not matter where you have not been there. Yes. But now you have earned the proposition and the space for you to be there. This is what we need to relearn, or maybe we need to learn. Self-worth is not earned. It is remembered. You are already enough before the accomplishment, before the mistakes, before anybody else's approval. You are enough. Next time you're going to ask yourself this question. Am I enough? This is my voice going to whisper into your ears that, honey, you are enough. And you don't have to prove it to anyone else. Let's pause for a second and think of how you are when you were a child. Free-spirited, curious, unfiltered, and a whole. Think of that version of you. Think of how boldly you were asked, who do you want to become? And you're like, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a pilot. I'm going to be the president. Yes, because by then, we believed we could do anything and we could achieve anything and we could belong anywhere. But look at us right now. We are robbed. We are robbed of that curiosity. We are robbed of that wholeness. We are robbed of that unfiltered childlike, because we tie and compare and just try to see how others are better than us and how we don't deserve of anything good. Why right now, if I'm telling you're going to be the next president, you'll be like, ugh, can never be me. Why? Why can't you? Why can't you be that doctor? Why can't you be that millionaire? Why can't I be anything I want to be? What have I done wrong? Why don't I deserve? Why am I not enough? Why? Why do I think that I'm not enough? Why them and not you? I am not asking you to be jealous. I'm just asking you to remember how worthy you are. And you are enough the way you are. Each one of us are the same kind of different. I'm peculiar to you because I have my personal abilities. I have my own dreams, my own vision and perception, and so are you. And this does not limit us to reach our best potential, because we did not exist onto this universe for nothing or in a coincidence. We were meant to be here. We belong here, and we have a space here. So the truth is, you are enough. You don't have to prove your worth. You already have it. Being enough does not mean being perfect. It just means being real. And your value is not in what you do, but it is in who you are. My value does not only measure up when you see me conducting workshops, when you see me in giving some speeches in conference rooms, when you see me in pictures with certain kind of people that I portray to be they of more value. My worth also measures up on the days that I'm just in bed. I haven't taken shower until in the afternoon. I'm just scrolling. I am still worthy even in my slow days. And so are you. Our worthiness is not only measured up when we achieve something, but when we are being real. So honey, I am leaving this with you. You are enough. So that's it for today. That's my message for you today. I hope it has resonated with you. If it has, please add comments and more ideas. Then tell me how this has resonated with you down below in the comments. But again, do not forget to subscribe, like, and share so that we can create our beautiful, truthful community. Until next time, this is Truthful Yours, always. Bye.